Good Monday evening, everybody, and Monday evening, yeah, see where my head's at tonight. Good Wednesday evening, everybody. Welcome to the John Henry Show. I am your host, John Henry. We are going to have some discussion tonight. The title of tonight's show is By Any Means Necessary, and that is not an accident. We are going to talk, and we're going to talk about some tough realities. So before we get too deep into that, for the benefit of those who are not watching me on screen and who may be listening later on the podcast, you can find me on Twitter at @JohnHenry_US, on the web at JohnHenry.US, on Facebook at Facebook/JohnHenryUS, and at I Loved to Wake Up in the Morning When Barack Obama Was President. And if you want to throw me some assistance, you can do that at PayPal.me/JohnHenryUS or at the newly launched, it is live now, Patreon campaign. Patreon.com/John Henry, and of course I am available wherever you can find finer podcasts, including Apple, Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So last night we had a short show. It was not a happy show. I was dealing with some depression myself, but I can fake it when I've got the depression, right? What I was dealing with was some disappointment and seeing what was happening and watching the conversations that have been going on. And so now we have seen clearly that the corporate wing of the Democratic Party or the Democratic establishment or whatever you want to call them have sent a loud and clear message to the voters that they will do anything they can to prevent Bernie Sanders from winning this race, including manipulate the hell out of us. And we're going to have a conversation about that and some other things that maybe are not going to be real easy for us to swallow, but it's time that we dealt with them head on and dealt with them honestly. One of the things, of course, that you're seeing today immediately is when people start to bring up questions of how the narratives have been manipulated by media and everything else. Now all of a sudden you're a racist. No, I'm not a racist. I've said the same things about everything since day one. Get out of here with that bullshit. Okay, as a matter of fact, hold that thought. Those of you who are on the podcast won't see this, but I'm standing up right now, reaching to a bookshelf behind me, and I'm grabbing a book off the shelf. Now, I want to preface this by saying that by no means do I consider myself somebody that is, well-versed in, what most people would call typical African-American culture. However, this book, the title of it is, as you can see, A Stranger and a Sojourner, Peter Calder, Free Black Frontiersman in Antebellum, Arkansas. This man right here is David Hall. David Hall is my third great grandfather. And you can look in the back of the book here. Peter Calder is my fourth great grandfather, if I've counted it right. And we can look in the back. And just give me one second. I'm going to pull it up for you so everybody can see it. There's no more questions. Okay. It's kind of funny because, you know, as I was growing up and going through my life and all that good stuff, every once in a while, and more than every once in a while, it seemed like black women over, say, 30, 35 would always ask me, are you part black? And I would always say no, because I didn't find out about this until I was in my 30s, right? And yet, it turns out, and I actually am. So this is the Calder family tree. And up here you see Moses, who is Peter's father. There you see Peter and Eliza Hall. Here's David. And you move down. Here's David again. And you move down. And then we've got William Henry Calder. That is where the Henry in John Henry comes from, kids. This is Henry Elbert Calder, my grandfather. Now, while I do not claim at all to understand what it is like to grow up in the inner city as a person with dark skin and who is discriminated against because of the way they appear, certainly for the last 15 years, there hasn't been many days that have gone by in my life when I haven't considered the story of my ancestors and the way that they were chased out of North Central Arkansas when that state decided to declare, coming into the Civil War, that there was no such thing in Arkansas as a free black man. You were either a prisoner or a slave. And so my forebears had to abandon a very large plot of land in North Central Arkansas that is now a little tourist resort, and they had to move to Missouri. And I think about, gee, what had happened if my family had been able to hang on to that land? And the reality, of course, is I wouldn't exist because they never would have moved. My mother wouldn't have moved to Michigan when she was a little girl, never would have met my father, etc. But please do not come at me like I'm just some one more white guy, okay? I put a lot more thought into this, and it's a lot more personal to me than my appearance might suggest. I am not assuming in any way that the black voters who carried Joe Biden to a victory last night across several southern states are any more ignorant than the white voters who cast their vote for Joe Biden. I'm also not going to sit here and pretend that it's not a decision made on bad information and a decision made from ego, just like the stuff we were talking about last night. Okay? Because guess what? I'm not going to sit here and act. I won't play that game. I will not play that game. Human beings are human beings. And human beings are fallible and they have flaws. And our biggest flaws include, we don't like to look at ourselves too closely. We don't like to be wrong. And we definitely don't like to be told that we've been fooled. We've been fooled. Or at least some of us have. Okay? So let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about months and months of media narratives and fake accounts on social media going on and on about how a socialist can't win the race. And trying to scare everybody with this idea that if you vote for what you really want, then Trump is going to win. This good cop, bad cop game is something that the establishment of politics in this country has been playing all my life. If you vote for the guy you want, he'll lose, and then the other guy is even worse and he'll win. It's a game. It's bullshit. It's a way to get you to stop voting, and it's a way to make you feel like you're smart. Ooh, I'm clever. I'm going to beat the system. Watch me do this. I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to play the odds, and I'm going to beat this. No, you're being played, right? Just like Joe Biden coming out last night, or whenever it was, trying to say, oh, yeah, well, you are the Democratic. You're not the Democratic establishment. What a crock of shit. The Democratic Party has zero respect for you or for your vote. They have told you repeatedly, you will vote for who we tell you to or else. And now it's time to stop playing games. I think we saw a lot of young people sit out last night because they're still waiting to see whether we're going to work in their interest or whether the system is just completely screwed and not worth bothering with. And that's another message that the establishment would very much like to send and to reinforce. And I've got news for you, kids. Because you think what's going to happen, is we're all just going to bend over and go, oh, well, I guess we can't have Bernie. And see, this is the part of the problem, that whole vote blue no matter who messaging, right? Because the more people say that, the more the people at the top of the pyramid go, well, we can do what we want to. We got them scared. They bought in, right? Make sure I'm getting my archive here. Yeah, okay. On and on. It just goes on and on. This, again, goes back to questions of manipulation. It goes back to gaslighting, right? That was the first thing this morning I started seeing was people, oh, well, if you do blah, 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 you're a bigot. I'm not a bigot. I also don't pretend that I'm some sort of woke, because I'm not. I have my life experience. I have the things that I understand. The people I know, the people I've talked to, the life I've lived, the thoughts I've had. That's what I have, okay? And I don't pretend anything else. Just like I'm not going to start speaking Spanish if I'm a largely a Latino crowd. Because I don't pander and I don't play those games. And neither does Bernie Sanders. And the sad thing is, in a world where we're all constantly bitching about, well, how come we can't get an honest politician? You're looking at it right now, because when you get one, all you do is piss on him. Because he doesn't tell you what you want to hear. Make up your minds. Do you want to be comfortable and enslaved? Or do you want to be uncomfortable and free? It is time to stand up, and it is time to go to work, kids. Because what happened last night, first of all, wasn't nearly as bad as it looked. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. But second of all, it was engineered, and it was carefully engineered. Okay? Nobody ever seriously thought Pete Buttigieg had a chance to be the president of the United States. Nobody seriously thought Amy Klobuchar had a chance to be the president of the United States. They played the numbers. They engineer it. Let's make sure we've got a bunch of people on stage. Let's make sure we keep the field muddy. And then right before the big vote, right before Super Tuesday, let's switch it all up and surprise people. Let's take them by surprise, knock them off balance a little bit. And then the next day, we can build this whole media narrative about how Sanders has lost his momentum. And Sanders has done this, and failure, failure, failure. And we told you you couldn't get a liberal. I know my viewers and my readers are smarter than that. And I need you to spread the word and start getting this stuff around, because I am telling you, number one, you are being played. We are being played. We are being lied to. I see this again, you know, all day long as I'm doing this and doing that and getting things ready for the show and on and working on archives and everything. I'm bopping in and out of social media. I'm reading conversations. I'm participating in conversations, right? And all I see is people just regurgitating blindly what they're told by the mainstream media. I can see something on MSNBC, and 20 minutes later, I've got 50 people repeating it like it's gospel. Either you want to live in a nation of peace, prosperity, progress, justice, or you don't. There is one candidate in this race who is a genuine progressive, who is willing to take the bold steps forward to do what we need to do to deliver peace, prosperity, progress, and justice. Well, there is one candidate who has consistently stood up for the rights of the LGBT community, for the rights of the African American community, for the rights of the Latino community, for the rights of religious minorities. One. He didn't have to evolve into supporting gay marriage. He declared Gay Pride Day in 1983 in Burlington, Vermont. He's not offering half measures, because he understands, as do I, as do some of you, that this incrementalism and compromise, in the end, it gets nowhere. You know how many raises there have been to the federal minimum wage over the last 30 years? Zero. Why? Because, well, we got to meet them halfway. And when you're meeting the GOP halfway, halfway is always in their front yard. And it happens the same way every time. Compromise, move to the right. Compromise, move to the right. Oh, well, fight for it next time. Same thing happened with Obamacare, right? Because when we started, that was universal single-payer health care. By the time it was done, it was not only not universal and not single-payer, it was mandated that you had to pay the insurance companies out of your own pocket. And now people, oh, well, he's going to raise taxes. Let me see. If I see my taxes go up 2% to cover universal single-payer health care, but I'm not paying that 10% out of my paycheck that is currently going to health insurance. But we don't do that math, because we don't think things through. We don't pay attention. We don't listen carefully. It has to stop. It has to stop now, I am telling you guys. And I am talking to the base right now, the base that I believe in. all you people out there, especially you young people, which I don't even like using that phrase because it sounds condescending, but people younger than me, the people who stayed home last night because they're just tired of all this bullshit and they know damn well that the adults aren't going to do anything to help them because the adults aren't listening, as usual. And now today we can blame them, right? Oh, well, see, they won't turn out. Of course they're not going to turn out. You've been telling them they suck and they don't matter for 30 years. They weren't turning out when I was 18 for the same reason. And I don't blame them. But this time around, we need them. We always needed them. That's why we haven't gotten anywhere. Now, this notion that somehow last night's several primary victories by Joe Biden somehow crippled Sanders' chances, it's not true. Right now, there are still 150 some odd delegates outstanding, which is twice the gap between the delegate counts for Biden and Sanders. And that's before. Right now, I heard something about Elizabeth Warren was supposed to be going on TV and talking about something tonight. And I couldn't find any solid information about it. I may be working, competing for with her for airtime right now. I honestly don't know, okay? Frankly, given the things that I have heard her say and the changes that I have seen her take in her position, and especially I've only taken it half seriously because it was a single source quote, but, you know, one of the reporters on CNN a couple nights ago said straight out, well, somebody in the Warren campaign told me that their job was to blunt Bernie's momentum. And that was the only reason they were running. So I don't trust Elizabeth Warren, okay? Whatever she's going to do, if she throws in behind Sanders, that's awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate the help, but I'm not betting on it. Okay? I'm telling you here and now, what we have to do, especially you folks here in Michigan where I am and out in Washington State, we're the next primaries in line. The only way to make your voice heard is to make sure that nobody but Bernie Sanders gets more than 15% of the primary vote. And that means they don't get any delegates. The establishment of the Democratic Party needs to be slapped across the mouth with a little democracy. Because we don't have time for this incremental crap. I don't know how much time you folks have spent on the streets, but I've been out there. 500,000 people right now, homeless. They don't have time for us to continue bandying back and forth and treating them as though they're some sort of statistic or metaphor or some abstract concept. Talk to the people at Children of the Night, which is an organization that helps teenage prostitutes get off the streets. Talk to the people at the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Talk to the 22 veterans every day that kill themselves. Talk to people like me. I don't have health insurance. Both my rotator cuffs are gone. I'm in constant pain. I can't work. I could get hired for about 5 minutes. I can't work. And when I do work, I've got $70,000 in student loans hanging over my head, just waiting for somebody to take it away. And millions of us are in the same position. We don't have time for incremental change anymore. We don't have time for compromise. We don't have time for the gaslighting technique of demanding civility and manners. That's another one they just love to come at you with, right? Oh, how come you're being so rude? Because people are dying. Why aren't you being more rude? How come you're so angry? Because there are 500,000 people in this country living in the streets. Why aren't you angry? Oh, because you're not one of them. So it doesn't really matter to you, does it? And that's the sad message that some Democratic voters sent last night. A lot of those people are the same ones that were voting for Reagan in the 80s. And they genuinely don't care. As long as they're all right, everything's fine. That's got to end. That not only has to end, but we have to make that unacceptable in this country. We have to make it socially unacceptable in this country. We have to undo the centuries of the Protestant work ethic that says that unless you are busting your ass and breaking it and living a life of misery, unfulfilled, generating income for some rich person, some owner, then you're not really working and you don't deserve anything good in life. Unless you put in too many hours a week to have the energy to pursue your real interests, you don't deserve to. That's our operating philosophy in this country, and it's killing us. It is killing us because right now China has like 1.6 billion tests for the coronavirus. We have 3,000 for an expected caseload of millions. And from a public relations standpoint and a transparency standpoint, the response of our government has been absolutely no better than that of the Chinese government. Same thing I keep on saying, right? We are mushrooms. They feed us bullshit, keep us in the dark. That has to stop. That is not how a free country operates. Ow. These last few shows, I know I've been pretty irritable and I've been pretty aggressive. And I would prefer not to be. I would prefer not to have to say to the world, it seems like about 80% of you have your heads up your asses. I would prefer not to say to the world, it seems like about 80% of you are falling for ego strokes and pandering and not really paying attention to the facts. I would like to not have to say to the world, it seems to me that you're pretty quick to abandon your principles when it looks like it might cost you money. Right? It was another conversation that I had today. Posted something somewhere about, you know, centrism is selfishness. And immediately, somebody who I have absolutely no idea who they were, they just jump right in, being all defensive. And in the course of being all defensive, what do? They say, well, how are we going to have universal health care? It's going to take money out of my taxes. Okay, so you just admitted, openly, in public, you just admitted that you care more about that couple bucks a week that you think is going to come out of your taxes, which it really isn't. That's a whole different conversation. You care more about that couple bucks a week than you care about the fact that people are dying for the lack of it. You care more about that couple bucks a week than you care about the fact that somebody is sleeping on the streets tonight. And I'm supposed to respect that? How is that not greedy? How is that not selfish? How is that not ignorant? Because certainly it is not of any benefit to this country to have a huge chunk of our population so destitute that they can't even keep a roof over their heads. And it's always the same routine. Oh, I did this and I did that and I'm this person and I that blah, 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 blah. Look how great I am. Uh-uh. Sorry, we're not buying that anymore. And yes, I say we, even though it's a very small crowd here right now. I say we because I know I'm not the only one. I know there are people out there who think and feel the same way I do. And it's unfortunate that a lot of them are trapped in that position where they feel like they can't speak up because it'll cost them their job, or it'll cost them their social relationships, or it'll cost them their family peace. That's why I'm here, because I get to say these things out loud. Nobody's going to fire me. So here we are, right? And over the next few weeks, as I get to it, I'll cut this show up into nice little sound bites and shortcuts so that you can share them around. But in the meantime, In the meantime, our goal right now, number one, we need to decide, are we going to actually move forward? Are we actually going to make the effort? Or are we going to sit here admiring how beautiful our shackles are because we're so proud of the handiwork that we put into forging them? I'm afraid that's where a lot of us are at right now. I see that a lot. Oh, I'm perfectly happy not pursuing the things that I care about because at least it's not Trump. I've got news for you. I'm not sure Biden can beat Trump. In fact, I got a pretty good idea when it comes to a head-to-head debate between the two of them. Joe's going to get his ass kicked. Not on facts, no, but Trump voters don't operate on facts. And it seems like very few voters anymore are operating on facts. It's all about the emotion. It's all about telling you that you're part of something special and telling you how smart you are and telling you how you're going to be the part of the big movement that takes down the man, even when it's the man that's leading the movement. They pander and they play to our egos and our fears day after day after day, and we keep falling for it. And I don't understand that. I am not the only person my age who has seen this time and time and time again. And it's always the same thing. Well, you've got to vote for the moderate centrist or else you're going to lose. That big chunk of people, that majority of voters who is not voting, they're not voting because they don't have a candidate. They're not voting because they feel like it's a waste of time because their votes won't be heard or respected. They're not voting because the Democratic establishment and the Republican establishment have been telling them for generations now that they don't matter, that they have no voice and they don't even deserve one. That's why people don't vote. And I don't care what the label is you slap on the party. Right now, we are in a position where you have this independent outsider running on the Democratic ticket and doing his best to play within the boundaries that have been set up and the restrictions that have been set up to prevent outsiders from gaining any access and gaining any real success in politics in this country. The whole game is rigged so that nobody challenges the people with the big money. And let's not forget, that includes the media companies, right? You want to know why these moderators are acting the way they do? It's because the people that employ them do not want Bernie Sanders to be the president of the United States. They do not want the people that support Bernie Sanders to have a voice because the people with that voice will demand better service. They'll demand truth. They'll demand realities that cut in to the pocketbooks of the people that own those companies. That's why. And it works. And it works all day long. And it has to stop. We have to start paying attention. We have to set our egos aside. We have to look ourselves in the eye and say, guess what? I got fooled. We have to admit to ourselves that we've been took. And I know that's hard. But what are you sacrificing to avoid that minor discomfort? Look at what you're giving up. Because, man, I remember growing up when I was a kid, when I was in the 70s, and even into the early 80s, there was so much hope in this country. There was so much power in this country. We really did lead the world at one time. It wasn't just rhetoric. It wasn't just a PR game that we played. And while, yes, it is very valid to note that some of that was based on vaporware and nonsense, this idea that Columbus discovered America or that we didn't, you know, commit genocide to take half the country. We've got to deal with those things, and we've had to deal with those things, but those things alone aren't enough to have taken away the energy and the hope that used to exist in this country. What has taken away the energy and the hope that used to exist in this country is generation after generation after generation of good cop, bad cop. Time and time again, election after election, you've got to settle for, or else you'll get worse. And we wonder why people are cynical? We wonder why young people don't vote? They have no voice. Neither of the major political parties in this country give a rat's ass what anybody under 30 has to say, unless it's somebody under 30 that they can con into parroting the party line. And I got bad news for you. They don't care when you're over 30 either, unless you parrot the party line. Because I've tried, right? Shit, the last 12 years. At least once every couple of years, I have walked into a local Democratic Party office and said, look, here's my qualifications. Put me to work. You never hear anything. Because they don't want people like me. They want people who will blindly market in lockstep and go out and play salesman for them. It's a multi-level marketing scam. They don't want people who are going to show up at their meetings and ask questions. They don't want people who are going to speak truth to power. Because they are the power, and the truth works against them. And that's the reality that we're facing. And that is why I'm saying, by any means necessary, it is time for us to stand in solidarity and say, no more. This game is over. And the way we send that message loud and clear is to make sure we get our asses out there for the rest of this primary season. And we don't give them 15% to allow them to award delegates to another candidate. That's how we win this. That's how we make the change we need. And I'm sorry, but I think if we don't do it this time, we're not going to get another chance. And I'm not the only one that's saying that, by the way. I've seen articles in multiple fairly mainstream or even mainstream papers and media sources, particularly those outside the United States, in the UK, for instance, Australia, for instance, that are saying Bernie Sanders is the most progressive candidate the United States has had in 100 years. And if we don't latch on and do what we need to do to make sure that we win it this time, we may not get another chance. And I know that's not comfortable, and I know that's not easy to hear, and I'm sorry for that. I would love nothing more than to be sitting here with a smile on my face playing my guitar, man. Talking about the news of the day, making cat jokes. Nothing would make me happier. I would love nothing more than just sit here on the video screen and pack up a great big bowl full of high-quality cannabis and smoke it right in front of you because it's legal here. And we could sit here and laugh at JH making an idiot of his high-ass self. But I don't have that option because I got to keep having these conversations until it gets through. I got to keep this truck rolling until it gets through. I got to keep talking until people start listening. Because if I don't, apparently nobody else is going to. Or very few people anyway. We used to have that whole establishment of, you know, the rock music business that was standing up to this shit. Now all we've got left is Rage Against the Machine, and they're selling their seats at $500 a pop so they can take the scalpers and take their money and donate it to charity. We got Neil Young telling Trump to go screw himself. But then, as Eddie Vedder said once, Uncle Neil is always feeling a little feisty. We don't have the Woody Guthrie. With the machine that kills fascists. We have reached such an intellectual low point in this country that there are millions of people who think anti-fascist is a bad thing. Let me say that again for you so you hear it real clear. We have reached such a low point intellectually in this country that there are millions of people who believe that opposing fascism is a bad thing. I just have a comment coming. Says, YouTube is not showing sub feed. Try it. I'm not sure what that means, boss, but thank you for letting me know. I know that there are some tools and accessories with YouTube's live streaming thing that I don't have access to yet because I haven't met their threshold, right? You got to be whatever, 1,000 subscribers and so many hours per month that are watched, and I'm heading there, but I don't have access to all those tools right now. So, but thank you for pointing it out, and I'm certainly happy to do what I can. If you want to shoot me a message or something, either here or through Facebook or something like that, and go into a little more detail so that I can look for exactly what you're talking about, I'll go ahead and take another look. So, I don't know if there's a subscription button showing, if that's what you're telling me. I honestly don't know, and I apologize for that. I really don't want to sit here and sound like I'm trying to insult everybody and call everybody stupid. That's not what I'm trying to say. It's not that you're stupid. It's there is billions of dollars and megatons of power working against you to keep you from understanding this stuff. Not just to not explain it to you, but to stop you from understanding it. Right? This is the whole, you know, the whole participation trophy culture thing. Everybody loves to blame, the millennials and their participation. That wasn't the millennials, that was their parents shoving that crap on people, training them to never accept criticism. Oh, well, if you're criticizing me, it's because you're mean. No, it's not because I'm mean. It's because you're wrong. And you need to learn that you're wrong so that you can be right. Because we all want to be right, yeah? I mean, I'm human. I want to be right, too. But we forgot about we actually have to be. Before we get the pat on the head, before we get the social approval. And we're wrapped up into this mentality now where everybody's got to pat each other on the head and make everybody, blow everybody up and be polite and be nice and be kind. I'm sorry, there are people, apparently millions of them, that want people I love dead. That are willing to allow me to die if it means they keep an extra $3 or $4 in their paycheck every week. How fucking polite am I supposed to be? In the face of that, how polite am I supposed to be? How nice am I supposed to be when I'm getting a message from the leading political organizations of this country that, no, you can die because we don't want to pay an extra $3 a week in taxes. And it's not even an extra $3 a week in taxes because that's a lie too. That's more misinformation. And I'm supposed to be polite about that, or else I'm going to get my finger waved. Well, don't listen to that guy. He's rude. He's going to tell you you're stupid. I've said it for a million years, man. If you don't want people to tell you you're an asshole, don't be an asshole. If you don't want to feel stupid, get smart. There's not many voices left out here that want you to be smart. And man, how I look forward to the day when I actually have people coming at me with reasoned and well-formed arguments to tell me that I'm wrong about something. Because right now, it never happens. Ever. That's not my bias either. Nobody can tell me why. Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. That's what I'm afraid of. Comment came through. The dumb majority will seal our doom. Y'all are trying pretty hard. Sure seems that way. And I want to think more of you than that. I don't want to think that people that I like and respect and love would rather have an extra cup of coffee a week than pitch in to help make sure that I've got the chance to be my best in the world, that I don't die on the streets, that I'm not crippled by pain, that for there's no reason why I should be experiencing it. I can barely think just sitting here right now. My back and shoulders are killing me. My stomach is killing me. I've been taking Zantac by the fistful for 25 years. Now all of a sudden we find out that causes cancer too. Because that's all I can afford, right? There's a perfectly good drug called Acefex, but it's only available by prescription. I can't get to a doctor. I can't get a prescription. And the funny thing is the prescription's only $30, but the doctor visit is $100. We're being weeded out by the owners. Because what the owners want is good button pushers and good form fillers and obedient workers. And if you dare not to fall into that pigeonhole, they will crush you. Or at least that's what they want you to think. And I got news, folks. They've been trying to crush me all my life, and I'm still here. I'm not only still here, but I've had a pretty decent life. I've had beautiful experiences. I've created good things. I've helped people, and I've had people help me. I've seen the beauty in other human beings. They've tried to crush me. They've tried to break my spirit. Including a whole lot of people who love to tell everyone how liberal and progressive they are, while they're grinding the boot down on my neck. But they want you to think they're going to crush you. You're bigger than they are. We are bigger than they are. And it's time we stood up and took our power back. Because at the end of the day, we still do live in a democracy. And yes, I know it's a democratic republic. Spare me the political science. I took the classes. And chances are you didn't if you're trying to throw that crap at me. It's still a democratic form of government. We are still justly ruled by the consent of the governed. Our consent. And ever since those words were written, the people who want to govern us without our consent have been trying to figure out how to fool us into giving it. And they've done a pretty darn good job looking at last night. And man, oh man, I sure don't want to be one of those wake-up sheeple morons that sits here acting like, oh, I'm so smart. And the sad thing is, I'm the guy that most of those assholes want you to believe they are. Because I really have put the time in, and I really have put the energy in, and I really have put the brow sweat in to understand this stuff and to be able to see through it. And not just be some ranting moron like Alex Jones seeing a conspiracy behind every door. Which reminds me, by the way, a couple days ago, it was over the weekend, I believe, on Sunday, I think. There was a thing happening where all of a sudden I was having a bunch of, just like everything I would post on Facebook would disappear. And I posted a couple of live videos about it. And then today I see a statement from Mark Zuckerberg talking about how they're doing everything they can to limit the spread of disinformation and misinformation about the coronavirus, which means, guess what? I was right. They were testing a new algorithm this weekend. And that's why we've all been having problems, some more than most, because, right? I've also had a bunch of people flagging every word I say as spam for the last 300 years. So they've trained the algorithm. So I sit right on the edge of that, and as soon as they start tweaking something, I see it right away because it starts affecting my ability to post. And when I jump up and say, hey, they're doing this, or, oh, you're just paranoid. You're just paranoid, JH. Now, it was happening. They admitted it. I wish I still had the article up. I'm not going to go digging for it now, but there's a big thing, right? Look for Zuckerberg statement coronavirus or something like that. You'll find it. It's buried about halfway down in the middle of a big long statement. But yeah, that's legit what they were doing. And like I said, I'm sure their intentions are honorable and they just did it really badly because that's what Facebook does. Most things really badly. They certainly can't run an effective abuse department. We already figured that out a long time ago. Right? And again, here we go again. Back to this same thing, this idea. I talk to so many people that are, oh man, the government. The government's going to be oppressive. Now let me go work for $6.37 an hour, busting my ass and crippling myself for my freely chosen employer. The employer that I freely chose because I couldn't find another job. And I don't care about the one I'm working at, but I'm free because I made a choice. You didn't make a choice, man. You were herded. You were carrot and sticked. That's not a choice. When the choice is conform or die, that's not a choice. You're not making a choice. Heard that same shit again the other day about the universal health care, right? Well, I don't want them to take away my health insurance because I can go to the doctor of my choice. That's completely wrong. There's not an insurance company in this country that doesn't have in-network and out-of-network doctors. Medicaid doesn't have that. A universal single-payer system wouldn't have that. You could go to the doctor of your choice and not worry about whether you're in-network or out-of-network. And yet somehow, universal single-payer is going to limit you and take away your choice. Your choice to what? Die? Broke? I don't know when we became so fascinated in this country with the idea that if we forge our own shackles and polish them up real nice so that we can admire our own reflection in them, they're not shackles anymore. But that's what they are. We got to get hip to this stuff, man. We have to. And, you know, at one point I thought, like I said, you know, when I was a kid in the 70s, we were just coming out of the 60s and a whole enlightenment that had happened there. And I really thought we were going to continue going in that direction. I really thought that by the time I was this age, we wouldn't be arguing back and forth over whether or not a woman has a right to choose to terminate a pregnancy. Of course she does. It's been happening for thousands of years, regardless of the law. The question isn't whether she's got a right to choose. The question is whether she can do it legally. And guess what? If she's got money, she can. If not, maybe not so much. No matter how illegal they make abortion in this country, a wealthy woman will always be able to get one. And these are the things that drive me nuts. That we don't see this stuff. And I don't get it. I don't understand what it is that drives that mentality that I would rather have you think I'm stupid than have you think I'm wrong. What's with that? I don't understand. Because, you know, stupidity is curable. I can educate myself out of being stupid, but I can't unmake a bad decision. It's another one of those things going on with the whole Sanders versus Biden narrative right now. Oh, well, you know, if you look, Bernie Sanders, the Senate's not going to work with him. He's going to lose the Senate and they'll have a Republican majority. They've got a Republican majority that's not working with Democrats right now. Do you seriously think if you elect Joe Biden, they're going to be any more friendly? Of course not. Immediately, they're going to tie it up with the Ukraine crap. Then they're going to impeach him for it. And we're going to spend however long, 4 years, 8 years, or maybe if they do get the majority, they'll go ahead and remove him from office. And whoever the next in line will be tainted with that. We got to stop, man. There is one way to win, and that is to elect Bernie Sanders. Because he's the guy that's been consistent. He's the guy that has been on the right side of things throughout his career. He did not have to be talked into it. He did not have to evolve into it. He did not have to be brought into it by public opinion polls. He was there doing the right thing, even when nobody was noticing. That's what integrity is. So, I guess that's kind of everything that I wanted to say today. I just really want you guys to get energized and get up and get moving. Do not let the media narratives and the ongoing BS show convince you that this is not a winnable election, because it is. And they've been trying to convince you that since the minute Sanders said he was going to run again. Oh, well, he can't win. He can't win. He can't win. He can't. Yeah, but he's winning. They had to put four candidates together just to get him to lose a few primary races. And by the way, in case nobody's noticed, the Democrats don't win general elections in the South anyway. They haven't in years. Right now, there's 55 delegates separating Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, and there's still 150 or 188 or something left to be counted. I think the 188 is if you include the ones that are with Buttigieg, Warren, and Klobuchar. But anyway, they're still within the margin of error, even though the whole media is, oh, my God, this great rising up of Joe Biden, and oh, my God, everything is so wonderful, and oh, blah, 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 Bernie Sanders can't win. We told you, we told you. Yeah, I'm pissed that Biden's even in the race, brother. That's one of my somebody commenting here. Oh, it's my buddy Sean. Yeah, hey, I'm still pissed that Biden won Maine by like 1%. Yeah, you and me both. But it just goes to show you how effective these narratives are, right? They beat you over the head with fear. Well, if you vote for what you really want for, Trump will win. Good cop, bad cop, right? Go for the half measure, because what you really want can't get over. And it's always that same trick every single election. Don't vote for what you want. Vote for what we're going to choose to allow you to think you're going to get. And then, by the way, once we got you, you're not going to get it anyhow. It's all such a stupid game, man. And we got to get smart to it, that's all. And you know, like I said, it's been a pretty dark area in my head for the last few days. And I know that I've come off, you know, pretty aggressive and somewhat negative and maybe even a little insulting. Fear versus love. Exactly, Sean. Fear versus love. And that's really the question at the end of the day, right? Because I could very much get into, I could be talked into pulling a trigger. Boy, I better be careful how I say that out loud. I could be talked in if we get painted into a corner. As much as I hate to even say this out loud, but if we get screwed again, I could be talked into pulling a lever for Trump just to give them what they think they want. Because that will destroy this country. And to tell you the truth, if we can't do better than Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, I'm not sure it isn't a good idea to just hang it up. But that's fear talking. And I have to choose love, because I've got a big mouth and painted myself into a public corner saying that's what I do. Right? So I'm going to choose love, and I'm going to keep fighting for the people that are fighting against me. Because that's the right thing to do. And I'm not going to hate those people, and I'm not going to be afraid of those people. I'm going to keep fighting for them. Even though they think I'm fighting against them. Because I can't hold everybody's hand one-on-one. But you guys and girls out there, sorry, I'm from the Midwest. You guys is our plural. You guys can help me not have to hold people's hands one by one by Here it comes. End of the show. Like, share, subscribe, comment, spread it around. If you're watching on video, you've got the display here at the bottom of the screen that's got my Twitter handle, and you can see the YouTube channel, and you can see the Patreon, which is live now. The Patreon is live now. Patreon.com/John Henry. It's there. It's up. It's ready to go. Subscribe, like, share, comment. Tell people I'm out here. Let them know. Hey, you know all those things that we talk about that we don't dare say to our bosses? This guy's saying them out loud. You should go throw him a like. Tell other people. That's what I'm here for, okay? So, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I've got coming into the top of the hour here. And it's been a good show. And like I said, you know, I really do not want to be... You people are all stupid. You need to get your shit together. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I'm saying is you have been drastically misled for decades. And it's time to shake that stuff off. And I'm here to shine a light on it and try to show you some truth. And I can speak truth to power all day long. Power isn't listening. I can speak truth to you and maybe it'll get through and maybe we can do something about this shit before it's too late. Okay? All right. Awesome. Thank you once again for tuning in, as it were. I appreciate everybody watching. I already went through the whole routine. Don't forget, like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And I will be back tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Same bat time, same bat channel right here on YouTube. And of course, the podcast will be up on my site in a couple hours. You can catch that on, iTunes or TuneIn Radio or whatever it is that you happen to listen to podcast too. Keep an eye on the Facebook page. That's where I do most of my communicating from. And thanks a whole lot. And I really do hope that you guys have a nice night. Oh, and by the way, I've got the magic outro today. I did add my legacy supporters to the outro credits. So keep an eye out for that because those are the people who have helped me get to where I am now. And they have, expressed their ongoing support. And they are the ones who earn that reward. So I'm going to shut the hell up and go home now. Thank you very much. Have a great night. And don't forget, we can still win this. Take care. Hey there, everybody. It's John Henry from johnhenry.us. Thank you for watching and stopping by my YouTube channel. Like the sign says, I am independent media, so I don't have a big PAC or an organization or a nonprofit that is behind me supporting this work. It is all me and it is all you. So if you can help out, you can see the information here at the bottom of the screen that links to my various fundraising and crowdfunding sources, as well as the Facebook page and the Twitter and my website. Share it around, spread it around, and thank you very much once again for watching. Have a great day.